What happens if he then took spasticity and said, this is the way we're all using the term spasticity. We talk about increased reflexes. We talk about stretch-induced muscle activity or stretch-induced stiffness. We talk about spasms. We talk about clonus. We talk about abnormal movement patterns and co-contraction. Now, the time I have for this talk means I can't go into each of these phenomena individually and give you the evidence behind each one. This is in the textbook, okay? You can go and read it. However, what we came out with at the end of this